Okay. So I did some being pediatrician. I learned something on this side. This is part of Vayakhel.
Ayakel.
And you're right. And this week's here is a mistake. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because Vayakhel is always hard to write for. Okay? Because it's a repeat of everything in Truma. We've done this already. There's so few new themes here. So I thought, okay, look at the Haftorah. So the Haftorah looked interesting, which is fine. But the interesting part was in the Haftorah for Sfardim, not in Ashkenazim today. But that's okay, I can do that anyway. But the real problem is that it's not the Haftorah for this week, because we never read the Haftorah for Parshat Vayakhel.
Because
Because it's
it's one of the four leading up to Purim.
almost always one of the four, right? It's always right around now. And in fact, this week it's Sfardim, so we're not going to read this Haftorah, or it's combined with Pekudei.
Vayakhel Pekudei.
Right, and then we use the Pekudei. So the next time we're actually going to read this Haftorah is in 2035.
Okay.
But I thought it was
Wait, when you
interesting.
say the Sfardi Ashkenaz, it just means one starts or ends before the other. But the
It's a
basic.
different, well, it's the same, it's basically the same idea. I mean, all these Haftorah for these parashiyot are all about Shlomo building the Beit HaMikdash, corresponding to the Mishkan. But this is from a So the Sfarad one comes up, it takes it from a little early in the parrot. Okay, so I was interested. I had looked stuff up about it, so you'll get me prepared for 2035.
Okay.
Just remember this. Okay, so here's the Haftarah that we read. Those of us who are Ashkenazim start with Vayaschiram et Kirot, et Kirot v'tayayim v'mizrakot, and Hiram is Shlomo's bronze worker, and he made the bowls and the im and the spoons and the mizrakot, the pitchforks. Bechal Hiram la'asot kol melacha asher asah l'melech Shlomo Beit Hashem, and Hiram finished all the work that he was doing for Shlomo in building this Beit Hashem, the Beit HaMikdash he was going to build. Amudim shnayim, and including the two pillars that are on the front. The galot hakoteret and the capitals, the bowls of the capitals, Asher Rosh Hamudim, that was on top of these pillars. Shtayim, two of
What's
those.
galot? What's
But
galot?
gula is a bowl, literally, or a tank. So this is the capital. This is really the crown. Okay, the capital is on top of the pillar. So if you have a big column, then you need something to spread it out so the force spreads out. So they're bowl shaped when they're decorated. On top of the pillars, now there are two of those, Bashbachot and the palm frond decorations. There are two, Lachasodesh, that were covering these capitals, these bowls that are on top. There were palm fronds, Galot that the bowls of the Asher al Rosh HaBadim, that was on top of them. And these are important pillars. And the Sephardi Haftarah, the Sephard one, starts early in the parak. This is parak, Melachim Al Parak Zion and Pasuk Mem. The Sephardi one starts back at Pasuk Gimel. Tells us about these columns, and that's what I'm going to look at. So going back, being the parak, Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo Vayikach et Hiram Mitzur. Hiram is his bronze worker, and Shlomo sends when he's planning about building Beit HaMikdash, he sends to Tzor, to Tyre, capital of the Phoenicians, and he sends for Hiram.
So he's not Jewish, but whatever that
Well, he's going to
means.
tell us that. Ben Isha Amanahu, he was the son of a widow, Mimate Naphtali, his mother's Naphtali, Aviv Ish Tzori, and his father was from Tzor, right, to tell us who he is. You have to remember that the problem with this is that Hiram is also the name of the king of Tzor. This is not. Okay, but this is Tzor, the right. He was Charash Nechoshet. His father was a bronze worker. By Malaya Tachachma, and Hiram himself was full of wisdom and understanding, but that and knowledge. Lasot Kol Melacha B'Nechoshet. He was the world expert in bronze work. This Hiram from Tzor. By Shlomo, and so he comes to Shlomo. By Yasa Kol Melachto, he does all the work. And to describe in great detail all the bronze, we're casting bronze, in the Arava. He made these two columns, these two pillars out of bronze. Shmona Esrei Amah, Komat Hamud Echad. Each one was 18 amot, 24 feet tall.
Oh.
That's pretty big.
Yep.
V'chut Shtei Mesrei Amah Yisov et Hamud HaSheni, and a string of 12 amot would go around the other, well, both each of these pillars. So circumference of 12 amot means it's about 4 amot, 6 feet wide across, 6 feet across.
Big, big.
It's big, right? You couldn't put your hand, you couldn't put your hands around these pillars. These are big pillars.
Maybe this is the Bronze Age.
This is the Bronze Age. Yes, this is very much the Bronze Age.
Like,
That's a
I
whole
just
discussion.
remember a thing that David was the Iron Age. So this is the
No,
Bronze
he was
Age.
very, well, this is after. This is, David was at the cusp of the Iron to Bronze Age. So they had, I mean, that's the whole thing by Shaul as king, that the Plishtim had iron technology and the Jews didn't.
Oh.
So the Plishtim controlled the iron working.
Oh.
So this is all right at the cusp between the Bronze Age and the Iron Age. So technically, this is early Iron Age.
Okay.
But you still, I mean, this is decorative. Their weapons are all made out of iron at this point, but for
Just a little segue to today. I don't know the exact name of this war, but it's something with Barzell, I think.
Barzells like that, iron sword.
Charvegas, swords of
Okay,
iron? I'm
Chorvet,
not sure.
what they call the moon.
It's weird. Okay.
Okay, Ushdei Ketorot Asa, and he made two capitals. We talked about Latel al Shem Adim, Mitzok Nechoshet, and to put on top of these pillars, also cast bronze. Chamesh Amot Koma Takeret Achat, Chamesh Amot Koma Takeret Shenit, and each one of these. The capitals, the thing, the bowls that are on top are another 5 amot, 7.5 feet.
Wow.
These are very big. These are very tall pillars, all told. Shevachim maaseh shevacha. He had shevach is a palm fronds, in the shape of palm fronds. Gidilim maaseh sharsharot and braids, chains of braids. Lakoter for these capitals. Asher rosh medim, they're on top of capitals. Shiva Keteret Achad, seven of these on one capital, but Shiva Keteret Hashanit, seven on the other. It goes in great detail. These decorative braids and fronds on top of these capitals. And it goes in great detail. This now should jump to Pasuk Aleph. And they set these pillars up in the front of the hall of the Beit HaMikdash. The Ulam is the front hall as you, before you get into the Kodesh
So
itself.
they're outside,
They're outside.
outside.
They're outside in the entranceway. You have these two
Okay.
massive columns that are supporting the front of the roof. And he sets up the Yamin, the south pillar, by Krat Shemo Yachin, and he called the name of that south pillar Yachin. And he sets up the north pillar, by Krat Shemo Boaz, and he calls it Boaz.
What?
Yes. That's what piqued my interest. Okay, these are big, they're impressive, that's wonderful. I get that. It's got great details, wonderful. But why do you give them names?
And Boaz?
It's not a bad Boaz, not, it's Yachin and Boaz.
Yachin and Boaz.
Yachin and
People
Boaz.
know this? Like if you ask trivia, who's Yachin and Boaz, they would
So
know?
if they probably know that's the name, that was the name the Tiferet Yisrael, who's that? The commentary on the Mishnah. One of the major commentaries of the Mishnah is
Oh.
called Yachin of Boaz.
Oh.
After these
Oh.
things, probably more familiar than the actual pillars, but I'm sure anyone would know. If anyone knows their Tanakh knows that the pillars of the in front of Shlomo's Beit HaMikdash was called the Yachin of Boaz. I'm sure Jack knows.
Okay. No, Jack doesn't know Tanakh.
Nope. I'm
No,
sure
it
the
really doesn't.
Okay, but that's basically the where I'm going to go. It's like, what's with the names? Why are you naming these pillars? They're columns. Why? I mean, it's like you don't name the your door, do you?
Right.
So it's very strange. Okay. And I assume that these are public, right? If you call them, they declare them. I assume that these had like Amahai letters in the front of the thing that said, labeled this one's Yachin and that one's Boaz. I don't know. I mean, what are you doing to that? So what are they there for? So, and obviously all the Mefarshim asked the same question because that's just the weird part. Making columns for a building is, I mean, everybody does that. The Greeks, they're all colonnaded buildings. But why name them? So common theme is what their doc says among other people. Mashakar shame lamudim, the siman tov. That was a bracha. It symbolized that we were putting a bracha on the top of these buildings. Because they were the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash. It was like a bracha. You should read that when you're coming in, or when you're coming into the courtyard, you'd see these big pillars with the names on them. One called Yachin, one called Yachin, Lashon Hachana, the preparation or setup. That this house should be set forever. I'm building this. This should be Yachon La'olam, as it says in Tehillim, Kareach Yachon Olam, like the moon that is set forever. And I'm going to add here that I think a better example is Moshe's tefillah. Moshe's written tefillah for the Mishkan. When they built it, that's what he said. He said, that God's have find pleasure with us. May
Oh, nice.
establish the work of our hands. So he uses the word kona. So Shlomo says, we're going to stay here. This is Yochon. That's a bracha for this. It should be set, my say, Dena kona nehu, set up.
It's nice, like a
Boaz,
nickname.
what?
It's
I'm
like
sorry?
a nickname for the Beit
Yes.
HaMikdash. Yachin.
Yachin is the bracha, is the tefillah that it
Yeah.
should be Yachun. And
Yeah.
Boaz is Lashon Oz.
Oh.
Okay,
Oh.
Boaz.
Oh,
Milam
cool.
Rokevet, right? It's a compound word of Boaz, that there's strength here, right? The Kiyum, Moshe the public says, Hashem Oz Le'Moyitain. That's it. It's Yachin. It should be set, Boaz and Shev, a strength. So it's tefillah for the present and the future. Or passive use, right? Hashem established it, and it should be continue to be a source of strength. That's where we're looking at this. Yachinu Boaz, that was the entrance sign on top of these huge pillars.
Nice.
That's nice, and that's not, but that's where we're going to end there because it doesn't have anything to do with the pillars per se. Is that, then it should be that he made a plaque that says that as opposed to he named the pillars that. So tell me about the pillars that makes it this. So we're going to look at a very strange midrash. This is the Midrash Rashi quotes this in Dira Yamin, and he calls them Yachin and Boaz. Yachin is Kineged Ki Areach Yikon Olam. Okay, we quoted that before, but it corresponds to, but specifically says it corresponds to the Areach, to the moon. But Boaz Kineged Hashem. Boaz corresponds to the sun.
Wait, we said that. We said
We quoted
the
that pasuk in
Arabic.
the sense of Yichon as being example of Yichon means to set up, establish.
We
Medrash here
quoted
is,
what Moshe said. We didn't quote this
no, we did,
Tehillim.
yeah. Radak quoted the pasuk of Kireach Yichon Olam.
Oh, I
I
missed
quote,
that.
I said that I'm not so smart, but I would have, if I'm saying that Yichon is a
Oh,
sign, I would
okay.
add this part
Yeah.
pasuk rather than his.
I
You
see. I
notice that
missed
the
that.
Medrash says, I mean, it's the same word to
Yeah.
establish whatever. But the Medrash is connecting to the sun and the moon specifically.
And how is
Yachin.
Boaz the son?
Boaz connected Shemeshu Yotze B'Gvura. We're saying Boaz is a synonym for Gvura, and we have the Pasuk and Tilim Yotet. We say this on Shabbos morning. The sun is Yasis Kigibor Lerutz Ora. The sun runs out like a athlete, a hero.
Where does it say the son there?
That's a we're gonna quote that right now, okay? Because he's only quoting a piece. So we're going to go out the whole thing. But here's Tilim Yotet.
Okay.
Okay? This is B'chol Aretz Yakava. Yes, Yakava. I'm talking about the heavens declare the glory of God. And that their orbit, their path goes across the whole world. It's say Teva Mulehem, and it fills the ends of the earth. Hashemesh Sam'o Bahem. Hashem set a place for a tent, literally a place for the sun. The sun is like a groom leaving the bridal chamber Yasiski Borlum Orach. The son is joyful as a hero running our path.
Nice.
The
So they
model of
should
the
have
that the
named the second
hemo.
one Gibor, right?
Right. So they say saying it's Gibor is a synonym for owes him of Gibura. The son is like the Gibor, and this is all talking about the fact that the heavenly bodies obey Hashem's will.
Okay.
Okay, that's the beauty there. So it's the sun and a sun and the moon and the pasuk and so it's there. The pasuk about Yachin kayareach yichon olam isn't about the moon though. It's really about Malchut Beit David. Okay, it's the Tehillim they're quoting here is the psalmist says quoting Hashem, I swore in my holiness imu David achazev that I would not lie to David. Zarolo yeah, his seed will last forever. Kisok Hashem Shnegdi, his throne shall be of the sun by me. Yareach kon olam, like the moon, it shall be established forever. Abashachak Naaman, Selah, that it will until dawn, it will be faithful to me. Selah, hold that thought. So that's the pasuk he's quoting about the moon. But the weird thing about this medrash is that the idea that there are pillars corresponding to the sun and the moon is just wrong. This is the Beit HaMikdash. We don't have heavenly bodies there. We're not pagans. We're not serving the sun and the moon. What are we doing with these pillars here? And that's, explicitly, you can't have sun and moon stuff in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Hashem says that in Devarim. And he said, Necha shemaim shemesh v'tareach, lest you look at the sky and you see the sun and moon, v'kochavim, kol tzva shemaim, all the hosts of heaven, v'idachta, and you'll stray, v'ishtachvita lehem v'avetam, and you're going to bow to them. Asher chalak Hashem l'kech l'otam, l'kol ha'mim v'takach sholom shemaim, because Hashem allows the other nations to do that. You don't do that. So what's this medrash that the, right, that the Yachin is the moon, Boaz is the sun, and the girl looks at that and says, we're missing the point. It's not the sun and the moon. It's the symbols. The sun and moon are symbols. What are they symbols of? Because the moon is a symbol of David. Okay? Again, it quotes the pasuk about David's Vamlachto will be set forever like the moon. But also, the sun is also a symbol of David, right? It says that. Kis'o kashemesh gnegdi. Okay, so
And that's
Yachin,
David, and they're right there together.
right? That's what it says. He saw Hashemek Nadi, Kayreach Yachon Olam, that David would be like the sun and the moon. But understand what that means. We're going to learn a little Tanakh. Okay, so here's where he starts. The Gra says in one line, that's it. Hen Keneged Peretz Vezerach. Remember Peretz and Zerach?
The twins,
The
Tamars.
twins. That's right. Right. And here's the pasuk Bereishit. Right. He built Leta V'yitein Yad, and as Tamar is giving birth, one of them sticks their hand out. V'yikach hamiyoled, v'yikshar yado shani. And so the midwife ties a ribbon around his hand. L'mor zeh sar shana, so they know which one of the twins is the oldest one. V'yik meshiv yado. And okay, this is. I mean, the midwife right now is panicking. Okay. Because if you come out with a hand first, then this is going to be disaster of delivery. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, because you need the head out first. A hand presentation. Okay, so and I have no idea what, obviously, they knew what they were doing, because right now we'd be doing a stat C-section and call me back there, because I can't even imagine having twins and having a hand come out. That's just panic. Anyway, that's not what happened. She doesn't panic. She puts the hand back in, okay, because that's what you got to do, because you got to get the head back out.
The
Okay.
other head.
Well, and as it turns out, the other one comes out because you got to push the hand back in, right? You're never going to get a head plus a hand out and have this kid survive. You push the hand back in, and he gets achiv, then the brother one comes out. I told my ma parats the parrots, and she says, wow, you'd really pushed your way through. You breached your way through by your crotch to my parrots. Good. Oh, sorry. That's sorry. Okay. And they call, all right. And so she calls his name Peretz, right? He's the one who broke the boundaries. He breached. Varanish, he pushes away first. Va'acha yatsa achiv asher ado hashani vayikrash shmo zerah. And afterwards, the other one who had the ribbon on his hand came out, and they called him Zerah, the one who shined, the one who like the sun rising. Okay, so what does that have to do with Yachin and Boaz? He says, "Moshe Chazal, Chazal said, Imi Peretz Ka'adi Malka." If, and we'll have to see what the context of that is. If he's talking about David. If David is just descended from Peretz, he's going to be the king. Arisha Melech Peretz Geder. Because the laws, the king can break down fences. The king has the law of eminent domain. He is Peretz. That's the definition of being a king. Zerach hu Hashem Shemesh, and Zerach literally means shining. That corresponds to the sun. We still don't know what any of that means. Okay,
that eventually becomes Boaz.
So no? Peretz, yeah. So Peretz, right, so we read that Peretz,
none the strong,
Salma, Boaz. Yes. So
okay.
Peretz is the answer of Boaz, but we're saying the Yachin here is connected Peretz, not the Boaz. Boaz is connected. Okay. So Peretz was the answer of David. We have that right. Peretz is Chazron, Chazron Ramari, Amina David, Nachshon, Ashiv, Salma, Salma, Holy Boaz, etc. Boaz, Holy Oved, Oved, Holy Yishai, Holy David. So the symbolism, the moon. Yeah, but the moon itself is a symbol of Malchut Beit David, right? We say that.
Wait, how did we get there?
Well, I'm not going to details of that. I mean, in fact, we say at the Kiddush Levana, we say David Melech Chai V'Kayam.
Oh.
This comes up a lot.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Right. We'll quote Rabbi Bachia. I wrote here in Kan Makom L'Harich Akmal. I like that.
Oh. Word. Okay.
But getting into that is going to take us pretty far afield. The idea is
so
the continuous renewal.
Beit David is the moon, not the sun.
The moon.
Beit David is the moon.
Right. Zerah,
okay.
The other branch, right? Peretz and his line is the Peretz is the moon, Zerah is the sun. That's what the word means this Chinese. So Rabbi Berei Bachya at commenting on this birth of Peretz and Zerach, he says, Zerach Hashem Achama, and Peretz Hashem Halavana. Okay, Peretz is represented by the moon. Machu be David bami Peretz, who can neged Halavana, and it says, when you do it, Yimot Halavana Chavtet, Yom, that the moon goes through a cycle of 29 days. And Cain seems to me Peretz. Ben Yehuda ad Tzidkiyahu chav tet ish. And if you count the number of generations from Yehuda, from Peretz rather, to Tzidkiyahu, the last king, there are 29 generations.
Oh, God. Okay, this is getting complicated.
Okay. More than that,
okay,
the peak of that, the 15th generation there, is Shlomo. So Shlomo k'neged miloy halavana. So the idea is that the moon kind of waxes for 15 days and then wanes for 15 days.
He's the full moon.
Shlomo is the full glory of Malchut Beit David. It goes all the way, and then it kind of goes down from there. But Tzidkiyahu k'neged Shkiyata, and Tzidkiyahu is the last king.
Okay.
Okay. So Peretz, the answer to Zerah. But Zerach is a sort of ancestor of David as well. And that gets back to his comment about, that he's quoting the Gemara about, is David from Peretz or not? Because that's looking at Shmuel Aleph. When Shaul is the king, and Goliath is attacking Bnei Israel, and they need a hero. And who comes out and kills Goliath?
David.
Armed with nothing but a sling, a couple of rocks, and if Michelangelo is right, not wearing any clothes at all. Okay, so the hero Shaul at David yetzer lekrat plishti, and so when Shaul sees David going out to fight this plishti, Amar Abner, Shaul Savai, turns to Abner, who is his chief of staff. Then mizeh hanar, Abner, who is this kid? Literally, whose son is this kid? Yomer Avner Chai Nafshecha. Narda says, by your life, Hamelach Im Yadati, I have no idea. Yomer Hamelach Shalata Ben Mizehela. And so he says, go find out, go at who find who this kid is. And the Gemara points out that in Perek Yud Zayin, Shaul knows who David is. Shaul has hired David as his musician. He's the one who plays the lyre in front of him in Perek Tetzai, the previous Perek. Bachtiv, it says, Vayaveu Ma'od, and Shaul loved him a lot. And he was his armor bearer. So, what does he mean? He's asking who he is. This is what he's asking. He's not asking who he is. He's asking Ben Mi'a. What family is he from? I know he's from Yehuda. That's where he comes from. He's good with a lyre. He plays good, nice music. Immi Peretz Ati. If he comes from Peretz, Immi Zerachati. I want to know if he's descended from Peretz or Zerah. Immi Peretz Ati Malka Habe. He's from Peretz, then I know he is potentially going to be king. This is the beginning of Shaul's paranoia. Like, is he from that family that has been, it's Peretz and Nachshon ben Amminadav and Boaz, all these leaders of Bnei Yisrael. Is he from that line? Because then he's aiming to become king. He's not just playing the music here. So, Melech Poreitz La'asot Derech, as we said before, Peretz is a symbol of breaking the bounds. Kings can violate the rules. And no one can stop him. But if he's descended from Zerach, he's from that other branch of Yehuda, Bathsheba Ba'alma. He is a thinker only. Okay, that's what he wants to know. Because who's Zerach? Zerach is the author of some of the is the ancestor of some of the authors of Sefer Tehillim. Okay, Bnei Zerach from Divrei Hayamim. Bnei Zerach were Zimri, Eitan, Heman, B'Kalkal, B'Dara, B'Lom Chamisha. Those are the names of the sons of Zerah. And those names might be familiar from Malachim, where it talks about how smart, how wise Shlomo was. Right? Shlomo was wise man. V'Yitin Elokim Chachmah L'Shlomo. Shem gave wisdom to Shlomo, Tevunah, Harbe Ma'od, lots of understanding, Rochav Lev, Kachol Hashem, and his wisdom was as great as the sand in the sea. And Shlomo's wisdom was greater than all the wisdom of the Orient and all the wisdom of Egypt. And he was smarter than everybody. Right? He was smarter than Eitan the Ezrachite, right? Eitan the son of Zerach, and Kalkal, and Darda, it's probably Dara here. Bnei Machol, the sons of Machol, Yishmo b'chol gaim saviv, and he became famous. So those people, the Eitan and Heman and Kalkal and Dardar, were the ones who were famous for being smart, and someone was smarter than them. And they're called Bnei Machol, Rashi says on this, Machol meaning that they were the singers. The Yodim, they said Mizmorim, right? They were the Bnei Machol, the choreographers, the dancers, that they wrote Mizmorim, Hamrim, Macholot Shir, that they were sung. That the Levim would sing Hamizmorim, that they would sing the songs that would be later written in Sefer Tehillim. We have the Maskil Eitan Ezrachi, Maskil Heman Ezrachi, etc. So Zerach is the Chashibi Ba'alma, is the thinker there, the ones who can write Tehillim. Or the ancestors who can write Tehillim. So that in that sense, David is in fact not just a Ben Peretz as king, but he's also Ben Zerah as the author of Tehillim. Not literally in terms of who his parents are, but he is part of that line that would be the Bnei Machol, those who
Oh,
write.
it was
Okay.
his uncle, right? I mean, Zerach was,
His uncle.
cousins. They were
Yeah.
all cousins, and
Right. In terms of, I say that's what the symbolism is. That once the two pillars hold up the Ulam of the Beit Hamikdash, the two sides of represent the two sides of David.
They're
Okay?
both started, yeah.
They're both David, right? The moon side, Yachin, is the Kiriach Yichol Ma'olam. That's Malchut Bet David. The wealth and the power, he's the king. Shlomo can build the Beit HaMikdash. But it waxes and wanes like the moon. It goes up and down. We know that. Boaz, though, refers to Zerach, right? The shining. That's the Shemesh, Yassis Gibor, the joy that's expressed by the sun. That's the David as Ne'im Zimrot Yisrael. Not as king, but as Tehillim, putting it all together. So these two pillars of Beit Midrash, you can say that the hardware and the software of the Beit Midrash. Okay? That's the way I put it. And both of them are from David, right? So those are two pillars. You go into the Beit Midrash and you've got one pillar that represents literally holding up the Beit Midrash, the two sides of David. And part of the
Nice.
lesson is that the Yachin side, which is the Malchut, the wealth and power, is not permanent. The moon wanes. The Boaz side, the Hillim, lasts forever. And that's one lesson of these two kind of pillars there that are holding up the Beit HaMikdash. And I like that.
Nice.
Both right, David, there. There's another
Yachin Boaz. Okay.
hardware and software.
It's funny because Boaz is the strength,
Right.
but it's the Tehillim, All
Right. You
right.
cannot, and you can right. And you can argue that in fact is the strength there, that the building will be destroyed,
Okay.
but the Tehillim
Yeah.
will last. There's another okay, so that was one way of looking at that. The Brahma mentions a couple of other interpretations. I don't understand all of them, but one I liked, and that it starts with a Gemara about Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says Kishachela wrote Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Yochanan ben Zakkai fell ill. Nichnasu Tamidav Lebakro. His students all came to visit him. Bakr Kolam. Ibn Shirot Tamid Chilufkot. And as he saw them, he started to cry. When he saw them come in, he started to cry. Amru Tamidav, his students said to him, and they started telling him, don't cry, we're here. They addressed him as Ner Yisrael Amud HaYemini Patisha Chazal. You who are the light, the lamp of Israel, the rightmost pillar, and the powerful hammer.
Okay.
Okay, this obviously means something. So who's Rabbi? Who's Yochanan ben Zakkai? He's the
He
one who's
takes it to Yavne, right?
right. So he's the one who saves Torah.
Right.
Saves Torah from bad destruction of Beit Midrash. He establishes Sanhedrin Yavne. So they praise him as being you are the. They're all metaphors about Torah. Right, Ner Yisrael from Mishlei, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. That's you. You are the light of Israel. That's your Torah. And similarly, Patish, Chazak, the hammer, is a symbol of learning Torah. And that's what they. That's where Shivim Panim LaTorah comes from. Which you've heard the expression, right?
Yeah.
If I and if you're Mitch, then it's Shivim
Right.
Panim LaTorah. Okay,
Right.
but it comes from it's a gloss on Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu says, "Lo kol divrei ka'esh nirum Hashem, are not my words like fire?" says God. "Patish yifatzit sela, like a hammer shattering rock."
Oh.
Our Shabbos says, "Tani divrei Rabbi Shmuel, patish yifatzit sela." Ma patish said, "Nechalek lechamin tzotzot." Just like this hammer shatters into lots of little sparks that fly away. I've called dibor v'dibor shi'atzem perish garuch v'piyakash baruch hu. So to every word that Hashem says, nechalak v'shivim lashonot.
Oh.
Okay, that a patish shattering the rock is a metaphor for breaking the psukim up into 70 pieces, seeing all the little facets that are in there. Okay, that's the patish hachazak.
That's
That's
your
next.
meow. That's your meow.
That's Yirmiyahu. My words are like the hammer that
No,
shatters.
no, no, no. He doesn't say that. The Shivim is from.
It's from Rabbi Shmuel,
Yeah.
right? But he says the patish, and Rabbi Shmuel is telling us what the meta is,
Right,
explaining the metaphor,
right.
or the simile. It's like a patish. What does that mean? It means
So
it's
that's the first time 70 is.
in terms of the Torah, in terms of the Torah having 70 different interpretations, right? That's from here. Okay. So what's so he calls him the Ner Yisrael, light. Okay, that's Torah. Patish is the interpretation of Torah. What's Amud HaYemini? So Rashi on that says it's the rightmost pillar. Shnei Amudim Hamid Shlomo Bula.
Ah.
Okay, it's the rightmost of these two pillars here. Shem Yimini Yachin, Shem Boaz. And Rashi says he doesn't
There's
give a
Rashi
reason.
again.
What? I'm sorry?
We started with Rashi, and here he comes back.
Right, so this is Rashi. Well, we didn't really start with Rashi. I'll give
What
you a
did he
little
say?
sample.
Wasn't that the first thing?
We had Malachim where
That was kind of simple, and then you said, "Well, we need more complicated."
No, that was Radak.
It was?
The first interpretation was Radak, right? The Mashikra
Oh.
Shem Levadim Siman Tov was Radak.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so here's
Okay.
Rashi
Here's
in
Rashi.
another.
Take the Gemara that Rashi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Amud HaYemini. He didn't say why is the Amud HaYemini. He said, well, the right one is the most important one. It doesn't seem really much there. But okay. The Gra is going to talk about it. Says the Gra is going to say that Yachin means preparation, setting up, and that's Torah, because that's what makes the avodah of the Beit Hamikdash possible. Okay, famous Gemara in Kiddushin says Talmud Gadol that learning is important. That Talmud mevi maaseh, so it allows you to do something. So
So that's Yachin.
the Torah is the
And
Yachin there.
Boaz? Yeah, okay.
Boaz is maaseh, right? That's the actual avodah.
Is that the Patish?
That's not the Patish. Patish, I would say the three parts here, right? He's compared to Patish, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is compared to the Amud HaYemini. I'm saying in terms of the pillars here, we got one that represents Yachin, represents Torah, and the Boaz represents Avodah.
Where'd you get that?
That's the Gra.
Oh.
The Gra is saying, well, if we're calling the Torah side Amud HaYemini, then the other side is the Smolny must be the Avoda side, the Maaseh.
And but he starts on the idea that we have Torah
Yeah.
v'Avodah.
Well,
It,
he
he
starts right.
doesn't.
Well, he
That's
starts
what
from
he
the
starts from. Yeah.
he starts he'll start from the fact that Yochanan ben Zakkai is called the Amud HaYemini. And then says, well, then what's the Smolny part? We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay, and
So
both of
he says
those,
it's avoda. You could say the smoly part is I don't know
you
what,
could.
emuna or
You
something.
could. You could.
Okay.
I'm fine. I mean, right. I mean, this is all symbolic here. I'm trying to figure that out here.
Yeah. You know, that's B'nai Akiva's slogan, Torah v'avoda.
Okay.
But
Those two definitely mean literally
avoda
work.
means work the land. Yeah.
Yeah.
Work.
Work. Okay.
Anyway.
But looking at
Avoda.
that, looking at least the point of view of like pillars that hold up the Beit Hamikdash, both of those are they go together, and Torah is part of the Beit Hamikdash as well. Avodah is obviously part of that, but you know the Sanhedrin was in part of the Mikdash complex as well. The Torah was part of this Beit Hamikdash. He says, "La manisbecha parshat dinin parshat mizbeach," like Mishpatim. Why is Mishpatim follow right after the laws of the Mizbeach?
Need
Well, so.
the judicial branch, right?
Yes, Tassim Sanhedrin Eitzah HaMikdash. But the Sanhedrin has to be right there, right? The Lishkat HaGazit was literally part of the building, kind of in the on the western side.
So what does the Sanhedrin represent here?
Torah.
I mean, it didn't it's not a metaphor, it was a real thing. So we have
Right.
Torah and
And
Avodah
Torah and Avodah
amongst
in
the
the same building.
Sanhedrin.
Right. Torah represented by Sanhedrin, Avodah in the you know the Kodesh Kodashim. And both those
Oh.
together, and both those being held up by these two, that's the two pillars in front of the in front as you go in, Yachin and Boaz.
Oh.
Okay, the entrance
Okay.
to Beit HaMikdash is through Torah Avodah. The Gra's point
Okay.
here is that really there are three pillars that we talk about, right? Al Shloshah Devarim Halom Ameid, Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gimelut Chasadim.
Right.
So there's
So where'd
one
that
missing.
come from?
Okay.
Where's
Eight.
Gemilut Chasadim from?
Well,
We don't have a pillar
we
for
don't have a
it.
pillar in the Beit HaMikdash. He says, well, no, this is an inherent statement simply about from Rabbi Shmuel.
I think we need a third pillar.
We need a third, but no, he's saying, well, the Gra is saying the opposite. We don't, because we have the third pillar. We don't have the first two.
What's the third? The third is the.
Gemilut Chasadim.
Oh.
That's everybody else. So this is the way the
Oh.
Gra concludes. Achbot Avotenu Harabim, because of our terrible sins, ain't Beit Mikdash. We don't have Beit Mikdash. Ushnei Amudim Nechsar. Avodah Vatorah,
Oh.
that we've lost those pillars of Avodah and Torah. We don't have either of those. But we try
Wow.
to, we do what we can now, but it's not the real thing, right? As it says in Echa, Ki Mel Tavasareh, Bogim, Ein Torah, we've lost real Torah also. The only pillar we have left is, in fact, the Gemilut Chasadim, because that wasn't attached to the building over there. That's all we have left with us now. So we have this one pillar holding up the world. So that becomes
Wow.
important. But the lesson of the Achin Boaz is that we don't have true avoda, we don't have true Torah. You know, the one pillar that wasn't built into the structure of the Beit Midrash, that was part of us as a community.
So it
And that's
wasn't
one,
destroyed with it
it
either.
wasn't destroyed. And that's one pillar we have. And that becomes the importance of Gemilut Chasadim, especially nowadays, because that's one pillar holding the world up.
Oh.
That's the final lesson of Yachin
Yeah, it's a
Boaz.
little weird to end by saying, well, we don't have Torah and we don't have Avodah anymore. Rather than saying we have Tefillah instead of Avodah, and of course
Right.
we have Limud Torah.
Right. We right. We certainly
It's
have it, but it's not the right thing. Right. We need to.
yeah.
We're still hoping for rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash is what we're still hoping for when we get it. But, right. But we still can do real Gemilut Chasadim. That doesn't change now, and that will not change in the future. That would be still do that wholeheartedly.
Pluralistic, it's very pluralistic. In other
Because
words, the
it's
Reformed
all.
Jews could do Gemilut Chasadim also.
I agree. I agree. I'm a big believer in Tikkun Olam as a positive thing. I'm not one of those who says it's terrible that like, the liberal Jews have all corrupted the term. It's like no, it's
Right.
real, and it's still that pintle yid. It still keeps you in within the circle of doing mitzvot. That's a good thing. We'll go for
Yep.
everything else too.
Good.
But it's not nothing. So that's what I
Whoa,
have to say.
this needs a pencil and paper. Like this goes to that. This goes,
Yeah, I just have
like you
pieces
came a
here.
far, a long, came a long way. Yachin and Boaz.
Yeah, so, well, you have 11 years until you need to actually say it out so
Okay.
you can work it out.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed.
I'm going to wake up, start my
Very
day.
good.
Thank you,
Have a
Danny.
good week.